The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they heard their mom leave. They heard the car, the garage, everything, so they knew they were in the house alone, which was why the voice calling them from the basement just didn't make any sense.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802. Just leave us voicemail. If you want to write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com, and you can support the show by becoming a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, Carol?
Pretty good. How's everything with you today? School good? Grades good?
Pretty good. Just kind of hanging out. Didn't do much in school today, and I was happy to get home and record.
So we're recording this in April. So how much longer do you have, like 6 weeks of school left or so?
I think so. I think that's what I'm down to. So only 6 weeks on the clock. Yippee.
Man, you know, I think that would be so cool. You know, teachers, that's kind of the schedule. They work too, but it would be cool to every summer get off. Like, no matter what you do, everybody takes the summer off. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I don't know. Because like, if everyone did it, because like there's certain positions that just like can't just like take
off.
Well,
if everyone took off, like you couldn't go eat, you couldn't go to a movie because nobody's working anywhere. Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense. But the freedom part of when I was a kid and you would get out of school for the summer, that last week of school had the best feeling because it's like, oh, I'm done with my tests and we made it. And then you just get this time off. It's really magical. I loved it when I was a kid.
And it's like in the week coming up to like the last day of school, it's always like a fun week. You're always getting like the crossword puzzles and stuff from your teachers. And it's usually just like a week of nothing.
Day trips, y'all do whatever they call field trips. That's what you
field
call
trips,
them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be cool. Just all that stuff would be so much fun. So this is a pretty interesting story. So let's play it and then we'll talk about it because it would kind of freak me out if this happened to me.
Hey, this is Morgan. I am from Tennessee. I actually had a few different experiences, but the first one I want to share with you is probably one of the first ones I ever had. I am a twin, and my sister was over at her friend's house one day, and we were probably in the, sixth grade, so it was fairly young, and her and her friend had decided to play with a Ouija board. Well, everything was fine after that. nothing had happened. And then she came home that night. As I said, nothing, everything was good. Well, about a week or two later, my mom had left our house. We heard her leave the house, the garage shut. She told her she was leaving. She said she'd be right back. She was going to my grandma's house to get our birth certificates. We was leaving for Japan that summer. And we heard her leave, heard the garage door shut. And then all of a sudden we heard her yelling at us from the basement and like this deep, deep, angry voice. And she was just screaming for my sister to come downstairs. And my sister was in the shower. And she kept screaming back, you know, hold on, wait, I'm in the shower. So it stopped for a minute. Then all of a sudden, from nowhere, it started screaming my name. And it kept screaming, and we thought it was my mom. It sounded just like my mom, but just very, very angry and dark. And I screamed back, hold on, because I was making dinner. Well, I finally went back down to the basement to look to see what she needed. And the lights were off, the doors were shut, everything was off. So I was like, well, I thought I would have heard her came back in. So I called my mom on her cell phone and I said, hey, what did you need? I heard you call from the basement. And she says, I've been at your grandma's house for the past hour. And I said, no, you had to come back because we just heard you screaming for us. And she says, honey, I swear I have been at your grandma's house this entire time. Me and my sister were so scared the rest of the night that we slept with my mom in the bed with her. We were straight up terrified. It's safe to say that we've never played with a Ouija board again. Thanks, bye.
So do you think it all was connected to the Ouija board?
I mean, maybe.
What else would explain it? Now, she did say there were other stories. I don't know if they were associated with that house or if it was another location, but what the hell, like, they're just home and mom's yelling. They know it so well. That's mom in the basement. Now, it kind of sounded like mom sounded angry and kind of, the way she kind of described the voice was a little odd.
Yeah.
But they definitely interpreted it as mom.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it kind of like makes me think back to like the last episode we recorded today. There was a story about a mimic. And it really, this is what I was talking about earlier, where mimics usually try to draw whoever they're aiming whatever at towards them. And I mean, an angry mother, like screaming for her children, is like, get over here, is a great way to do that.
Yeah. So what would have happened, you think, if they would have gone?
I don't want to know. And I don't know, to be honest. I don't know. We've never really gotten that far in any of the stories where we find out what happens.
I know, because they did the right thing. You know, the ones in the shower, she couldn't have gone anyway.
Yeah, you guys are so common sense. We need like an incompetent person to write it and tell us a story of this going wrong.
You're right. We really do. There's got to be somebody who was like, and then I went down in the basement.
Our listeners are just so smart.
And I wished I wouldn't have done that. I would like to hear what happened when you went after the voice that sounded like someone you know.
I would love to know.
Because Kathy was talking about that just the other day, that she had, it was at my nephew's house, and she lived with him for a while in Oregon. And she heard him in the other room go, Mom, but she was already in her room. So she thought, you know, he came out into the, because his bedroom's on one side of the house, hers was on the other. So the living room was by her bedroom. So she thought that he had come out and said, Mom, like he needed her for something. So she got up and was like, got to go see what Chris wants. And there was no Chris. And so it's like, does it just do it because it can? And they're like high-fiving each other. She fell for it. Awesome. And that's it?
You think that's just what ghosts do? Like after people die, they just prank people.
Let's be real. Your father would be that kind of spirit.
Okay, yeah, my dad would. But how many, like, is everyone like that?
Maybe just randomly they're like, and then, you know, because this one wasn't so funny. And like hearing your son go, "Mom, that's not funny," but it was like it worked. It got her out of bed. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
They just,
you know,
do it because they can.
If I was a ghost, I'd probably be doing the same things. So I can't really blame them. Because I bet they're really entertained by this.
I would think so. It's like high-fiving, hold my beer sort of thing.
So. You think they have bets in the afterlife of like, I bet I can get her out of bed.
Maybe that's what it is.
Hold my beer.
Maybe that's like, that kind of maybe makes some sense in a weird way. But then I do think there are like dark things. Like that to me, what she just shared felt very dark. And
yes,
going down into a basement, because I always think basements are kind of creepy. Many of them are. Yours isn't. Yours is not creepy. It's cool, but it's a walkout basement. It's got a lot of sunlight. But you know those basements that are creepy.
Oh, yeah.
That if they had gone down there, would something have happened? I don't know.
Or would a ghost in the afterlife just got themselves like 100 afterlife coins, yeah, whatever currency they have then?
And then in the distance you hear, whoa.
You just hear an array of ghosts laughing at you.
And then you're like, it was the creepiest ghost laughter. That's because they found it really funny that you fell for it.
I can't think all ghosts like laugh creepily after they die. Will all humans laugh creepily after they die?
I don't know.
You think that's just like they're just transformed into something creepy?
It is haunting. Well, let's go to this next story. This is from Daniel. He said, few years back, my wife and I were renting a house in Southern California. It's a normal place in a normal neighborhood. Nothing about it stood out when we moved in. For the first couple of weeks, everything was completely normal. Then one morning, my wife mentioned that she thought she heard someone crying the night before. She said it woke her up. It sounded like someone outside was upset, but when she actually got up and looked, there was no one there. I didn't think much of it. Houses were pretty close together in that area, so I figured it was someone nearby and the sound just carried. A few nights later, she brought it up again. Same thing, middle of the night, hearing a woman crying somewhere. No sign of where it was coming from. I remember brushing it off and saying it was probably just noise from another house, maybe even someone walking by outside. Didn't feel like anything that we needed to worry about. Then one evening, I heard it. It wasn't late, which is why it caught me off guard. We were both still up, just doing our own thing. I was in the living room watching TV. She was in the bedroom. I heard what sounded like a woman crying. Not loud, not screaming, just steady, like someone was upset and trying to keep it together. At first, I didn't react. I assumed it was coming from outside, same as before, but after a few seconds, I realized I couldn't tell where it was coming from. It didn't sound like it was coming through a window or from one direction. It just sounded like it was there. I muted the TV and listened. It kept going, so I called out to my wife, asked if she heard it. She answered right away, yes. Then she came out into the hallway and we both just stood there for a second trying to figure out where it was coming from. We checked the front of the house, looked out the window, nothing, went to the back, same thing. What didn't make sense was the sound didn't really change depending on where we were standing. It didn't get louder, it didn't get quieter, it just stayed the same. That is weird, isn't it? That's super creepy.
Yes.
At one point she said it sounded like it was inside and I remember telling her, that didn't make any sense. I opened the front door, stepped outside to check, and if anything, it got harder to hear. But when I stepped back inside, it was clear again. That's when it stopped feeling like it was coming from outside. We didn't panic or anything. I'd have been like, shit, it is in our house. Oh, I would have panicked. It was more confusing than anything else. We stood there for a bit. Eventually, it just kind of stopped on its own. After that, we didn't really talk much about it. We went back to what we were doing. How? How do you not like, okay, we need to talk through this.
Okay, whoever is writing this?
I need to decompress. It is a man who wrote it.
Are you like, whoever is writing this, to the people who wrote this, are you the people in the beginning of horror movies who get killed.
Right. Because you ran back into the house. When there's a door right there, you could have run outside and been safe. You ran back and hid in a closet.
Oh, it's probably nothing, honey.
I just, yeah, how could
the woman crying outside?
Well, and then it's like, oh, shit. We just went outside. It got softer. It's coming from inside the house. Oh, it stopped. I'm going to go back to Grey's Anatomy now. Like,
everything's fine.
I can't imagine. So it says it didn't just happen once. Over the next couple of weeks, one of us would hear it here and there. Not every night, not on any kind of pattern, just enough that it wasn't a one-time thing. Sometimes she'd hear it when I didn't. Sometimes I'd hear it, she wouldn't. Every time it sounded the same, like someone crying, but never any sign of an actual person. One night it happened again. We were both in bed. We weren't asleep, just laying there talking. We both heard it at the same time. It sounded like it was right outside the bedroom door. Not down the hall, not outside the house, right there. My wife grabbed my arm right away and said, "Did you hear that?" And I said, "Yes." We lay there for a second listening to it, the same exact sound as before. I got up and opened the bedroom door. The sound didn't change. It didn't move. It didn't stop. It didn't get louder. It stayed the same. I walked down the hallway, checked the living room, checked the kitchen, nothing. No one was there. And when I came back into the bedroom, she asked if I saw anything. I told her no. We both heard it fade out again after a minute or so, just like the other times. And that was the last time it ever happened. We stayed in that house for a while after that, never heard it again. We talked about it a few times after, mostly trying to line up everything in our heads, but it never really went anywhere. If it was outside, it should have sounded different when I stepped out there. If it was inside, there should have been something to find. And that last time, there wasn't any guessing. We both heard the same thing at the same time from the same place. After that, we kind of just stopped trying to come up with reasons for it. It wasn't happening anymore, and honestly, we were fine with that. Anyway, figured I'd send it in, see what you think. Thanks for reading this, Daniel. There's no explaining it.
There's really not. Okay, can I just say this? At the beginning of the story, when he was just like, "I hadn't experienced it myself, so I just figured it was nothing." It's like, are you any spouse in any horror movie ever?
It kind of is, isn't he? Because then it's like, then we went back to doing what we were doing.
Then we went back to watching Grey's Anatomy. Hey, there's a woman crying outside your bedroom door. Are you not concerned?
But he did get up and look. When he heard it, like he was looking for whatever it was, but couldn't find anything. And outside the bedroom door, like he went in the kitchen and went all over the house. Do you just at that point go, damn, we got a ghost?
I would check the attic if there is an attic.
Oh, hell no. Maybe no? I would call someone. Would you literally go up in your attic?
Absolutely.
God, no.
With a flashlight and a vat of holy water, okay? That's how I would go up into the attic.
I don't even know how I'd get up in mine. I don't think I can. I think I have to crawl through the garage. That would involve a ladder.
If you ever have me over again, which you probably will, I can go up in your attic for you.
What's it look like up there, Harper? Don't tell me. I just decided I don't want to know.
I found treasure, Carol.
I found there's bats. There's
a bag of bones. Oh, my goodness.
Just grosses me out when I think about things like that.
When I think about attics, I specifically think about the attic from the movie The Taking of Deborah Logan, one of my favorite horror movies of all time. And anyone listening, if you have not seen it, you should so go watch it. It is so good.
I have never seen that.
It's a great movie. It's really scary, and you should watch it.
Let's do that this summer when you come here. We'll watch it.
Yeah, we can watch horror movies.
During the afternoon.
During the afternoon.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that one horror movie you and me went to go see in the theater?
What one was it?
Bring Her Back.
Oh, yeah. We hated it.
It was so gory.
It was gratuitously gory.
It was written really well. It was just really gory.
I think half the movie I was not looking at the screen. And then the sound effects are like, I don't even want to know what they are doing right now because that sounds so gross.
No, you don't want to see the child just eating down a wood table?
It's like, I can't. But I stayed. I didn't leave. I did not leave.
You did not leave. And then we went to go see the live action Lilo Stitch that night. And that made everything better.
Yeah, we changed it up.
Yes.
Well, here is one more story.
I wanted to share a quick story about an experience we had. We were living in a rental house, me, my husband, and the children. And my little girl, Juliet, she was probably about five. Well, one day I went to go see where Juliet was, and she was in one of the bedrooms. She was sitting on the bed, and I could hear her talking and laughing. And so I kind of opened the door, and I glanced in, and I was like, hey, you know, hey, monkey, what are you doing, you know? And she was like, oh, I'm just talking to Gus. And I kind of just was like, oh, okay, you know, and I kind of walked out of the room. And, you know, I know that kids have imaginary friends and stuff like that, but Gus is not a common name. Gus is like an older name to me, and for her to know that name just seemed like out of the ordinary. And so I had told my husband about it, you know, and, you know, a couple days later, we were just sitting in the living room watching TV and stuff. And my husband was like, hey, Juliet, he was like, you know, have you seen Gus lately? And she was like, yeah. And she pointed behind him. She was like, he's over there. She said this in, like, all seriousness, no laughing or giggling, where you could tell she was trying to play a trick or anything. And we all kind of looked where she was pointing, and, of course, there was nothing there. We didn't stay there very long. We didn't leave because of that, because it didn't seem like an evil presence or anything. But also, our dog, we had a red-nosed tit. Her name is Mia. And we would catch Mia just kind of looking, sitting down and just looking in different areas, you know, just like it looked like she was looking at absolutely nothing, you know, but she would just kind of just sit there and look. She never barked, she never growled or anything, but she would always, we would catch her just looking in certain areas for like a extended period of time. But that's it. I enjoy your show as always. Really makes my day. But thank you for everything that you guys do, and have a good day. All right, bye.
I do think that a child with an imaginary friend to me always feels a little paranormal, just because I think it's weird. But I also see, you know, children can be very imaginative. And the name Gus, actually, I don't know if the little girl had watched Cinderella, but there is a mouse in Cinderella named Gus.
Gus.
Yeah.
I love that little mouse.
Yeah. So, you know, that might have been where she would have come up with a name. But it is a weird name for a little girl to call her imaginary friend. But it is weird when they're like, oh, he's right there. You know, like in the corner. It's like, no, he's not right there. That's really creepy. And then the dog staring off at nothing could be a dog staring off at nothing. Mine does that sometimes. It stares at the front door like somebody's getting to walk, ready to walk in. It is. He did it the other night. It's kind of weird.
And my dog stares at walls.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him right now. He's looking at me. It's like, yes, Sting, I'm talking about you. You stare at walls.
But it could be paranormal. Or it could be your dog staring at a wall. Your child could be interacting with a ghost. Or your child could have an active imagination. It's just hard to say, really.
I mean, yeah.
It didn't sound like she had any experiences there, or her husband.
No, it didn't sound like that. It just sounded like the imaginary friend.
But it does feel weird when somebody's acting like, even if it is a child, but they are acting like there's someone else there. It's like, no, there's not.
And maybe we're the weird ones for thinking that, because, I mean, they are children and they do have imaginations, and we're just the ones that grew up.
And we're the ones who are shutting down those beautiful imaginations. So I don't know. I could, both those things could go both ways.
Yeah.
Paranormal? Could be.
It's always a gamble. Is it friend or ghost?
Yeah. Is it your dog just randomly staring? Could be. You know, it's just hard to tell. Well, if you have a real ghost story, why not do this? Call it in. That's 855-853-4802. Or just write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could also support the show by becoming a premium subscriber. No commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.